I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN. Some significant rainfall over the past 24 hours here in our listening area. In Atlantic, the 24-hour total ending at 7 a.m. today was 45 one-hundredths of an inch. Harlan reported 2.41 inches. At Red Oak, 1.10 inches. And Shenandoah, 35 one-hundredths of an inch. Those are from official National Weather Service spotters. Unofficial rainfall totals include south of Avoca, anywhere from 1.7 to 1.9 inches. Emerson, 1.8 inches. Irwin, 1.42 inches. Malvern had an even 2 inches, and Audubon 46 one-hundredths of an inch. The forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms ending this morning, but then redeveloping later this afternoon, a high of 84. A van stolen from Atlantic late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning was discovered Thursday afternoon in Cass County. A person found the vehicle in a field. He notified the Cass County Communications Center about the van's location at around 5:30 p.m. The vehicle was apparently not damaged. No items inside were reported missing, and it has since been returned to its owner. Additional details concerning where that vehicle was found were not immediately available. The vehicle police reported missing late Thursday morning was a white 2004 Chevy Venture van. If you have any information concerning that crime, you're asked to call the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that two men, one from Atlantic, another from Oneida, were arrested Monday on separate charges. 26-year-old Michael Andrew McConnell of Atlantic was taken into custody on a Polk County warrant for revocation of his probation due to a violation of his probation agreement. McConnell was taken to the Cass County Jail before being transferred to the Polk County Jail, where he was being held without bond. And 38-year-old Don Hagan of Oneida was arrested Monday on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Hagan was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that same day on a $300 bond. Four people were taken into custody on drug charges earlier this week in Shenandoah. The Shenandoah Police Department reported Thursday 23-year-old Sabrina Dawson, 25-year-old Nicholas Hausch, 25-year-old Kevin Weil, and 31-year-old Stephen Doherty were arrested Tuesday morning on charges of gathering where a controlled substance was unlawfully used. The charges were the result of an investigation and the execution of a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of 9th Avenue in Shenandoah. Each of the individuals, with the exception of Weil, were cited into court and released. Weil also faces felony possession with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp charges, along with an aggravated serious misdemeanor charge of child endangerment without injury, and a serious misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $13,300 bond. A preliminary hearing in his case was set for June 20th. Each of the suspect's activities remain under investigation. A U.S. District Court judge in Sioux City has sentenced a California man for hauling illegal immigrants across the country. 24-year-old Murillo Diaz Alfonso of Riverside, California, had pleaded guilty in March. He was sentenced on Tuesday to 13 months in prison. Diaz Alfonso was arrested after a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in western Iowa near Onawa. A state trooper pulled over the sport utility vehicle that Diaz Alfonso was driving, searched it, and found 12 people inside. All were illegal immigrants. Diaz Alfonso later told federal agents that he was paid to drive his passengers from Mesa, Arizona to Minnesota, Wisconsin, and New York. No injuries were reported following a rollover accident Thursday morning west of Atlantic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened around 6:35 a.m. about 4 miles west of town on Highland Road. A 1999 Pontiac Grand Am owned and driven by 18-year-old Spencer Lee Biggs of Atlantic was eastbound on Highland when Biggs lost control of the vehicle, which rolled onto its top into the south ditch. The damage was estimated at $3,000. No citations were issued. And the Harlan Police Department said Thursday that a Woodbine man was injured during a two-vehicle accident Tuesday morning. 53-year-old Danny Dickman of Woodbine was transported to Murtu Medical Center after he crashed the cycle he was riding when it was almost struck by an SUV. A report on his condition is not available. Officials say 71-year-old Edwin Monson of Irwin was traveling westbound on Chatburn Avenue in a 2012 Chevrolet Equinox when he attempted to turn into the Hy-Vee parking lot at around 8:45 a.m. Tuesday. While doing so, Monson allegedly failed to yield to Dickman's 1987 Honda motorcycle. While trying to avoid the collision, Dickman laid his bike down on the highway. Monson was not injured in the accident, and there was no damage to his SUV. Dickman's motorcycle, however, sustained $500 damage. There'll be more news next hour here on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.